Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. All who believe in me, though they die, yet shall they live. And all who believe and live in me shall know eternal life." We gather this day to give thanks to God in worship and word, in song and scripture. We gather to give thanks to God for the life of our Max Lowe. We give God our thanksgiving for Max, for his gift of faith, and for the gift of faith that lets us gather, even in the face of sorrow, to rejoice in the gift of eternal life that is ours through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give you thanks for this day when we celebrate. Though with heavy hearts, we have come as people of faith to praise you, to offer thanksgiving for one of your own who has lived and died in faith. We gather to celebrate the life of Max. We gather to give you, O God, our thanks. Comfort us when tears fall. Heal our hearts made heavy by sorrow. And reassure us again that none can fully know until you have called us home the glory that awaits, the peace, the joy, the certainty of being with you for all eternity. Receive our humble prayers and the ministry of our presence. In Christ's name, amen. I would invite you to turn in the hymnals to number 227. Max was a man of music who loved classic music and the classic hymns of the church. This song has been chosen by the family for us to share in this time of worship. If you are comfortable standing, I would invite you to stand as we sing together In the Garden.
Please be seated. A reading from Lamentations, chapter 3, beginning at verse 22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not reject forever. Although he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Please turn to page 734 in the hymnal, and we will read responsively Psalm 23. Page 734 in the hymnal, Psalm 23. Please read the bold responses. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil.
For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
A reading from John, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled.
Believe in God, but
believe also in me. Today, though our hearts are saddened, we need not be troubled. Though we face the grief of missing Max, we know he is not gone forever. Through the gift of faith, we know we will see him again. In our Father's house, there are many dwelling places, and a place has been prepared for Max, where he will not know pain or suffering. Jesus said, you know the way to the place where I am going. But Thomas did not understand. Lord, he said, we don't know the way to the place where you're going. If you try to draw a physical map to heaven, if you look for it on your GPS, you won't find it. And yet, thanks be to God, we know what Max learned long ago, that Jesus is the way. When you live your life following the Lord, you find the way to peace during your earthly days and receive the promise of everlasting life. So today, though we are saddened, though we will honestly look grief in the face and feel tears welling up within us, we also know joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet. He wrote the book of Lamentations and filled it with poetic mourning for the suffering of God's people. Yet it also holds these words of promise The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's love for Max did not end with his final breath any more than we stopped loving Max at that moment. The Lord's love is present for you, here, now, in this moment, and in all the days yet to come. As Max Lowe did throughout his life, let us wait for the Lord and find our hope in him. May you be comforted by the gift of music that Gene Buck will share with you today.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rocket cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rocket cross and exchange it someday for a the old rugged cross, I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
Roy Max Lowe was born in Casper, Wyoming, on October 6, 1921, to Roy and Averill Lowe. Max and his brother Garland were raised in Casper. As a teenager, Max was baptized at First Christian Church. He graduated next door at Natrona County High School and then set off to explore the world, attending Park College in Missouri. Now, if you only knew Max as an adult, you probably recall him as a kind and gentle man who did what was right, taught his children to follow the rules, and lived an honest life. Did you know that in his early years, Max was a bit more adventuresome? The family enjoys sharing a story from Max's college days. While he was a student there, Park College underwent some remodeling and upgrades of buildings. But the dorm in which he lived did not have hot water. So Max and his roommates decided to make a public protest of this condition. They staged a sit-in. Imagine, if you can, Max and roommates sitting buck naked in a bathtub for 3 days straight. Their publicity stunt drew quite a bit of attention. In fact, it even made national news. The young men were invited to New York, where they were wined and dined by an activist group. When Max returned to Casper, he was a bit of a celebrity. His fame attracted the attention of a certain young high school student named Dorothy Britton. I wonder if she was starstruck by this man of the world. The two started dating. Max went off to California to work in a defense plant. He found himself missing the company of a certain young lady, so he called up Dot and asked her to marry him. She says her response came from all the deliberation any 18-year-old could muster when she answered, "Oh, okay." The two were wed 68 years ago in Yuma, Arizona. Dot moved to California with him and started working as a riveter in an aircraft plant. In 1942, Max knew he would soon be drafted, so the young couple decided to return home to Casper before his draft papers came. R. Max Lowe served in the U.S. Army Air Corps for 3 years as an armorer in a fighter squadron, meaning that he loaded bombs and took care of ammunition. When World War II ended, he returned to Casper and began working for the Standard Oil refinery. 35 years later, he retired as a foreman on the catcracker. When Max came home from the war, in many ways, he and Dorothy felt like strangers. But they knew, in spite of those 3 years apart, they had made a commitment. And so they simply set about the tasks of life: finding work, building a home, raising a family. Dot says that rather than falling in love at first sight, they grew into love through the years. Over nearly 7 decades, their committed marriage became an inspiration to all who knew them. In 1950, Max adapted printed plans and built a house on Washington Street. It was here that he and Dot raised their 2 children, Janice and Greg. For 60 years, the home Max built has sheltered family and friends, and to this day has never had a structural problem. This young carpenter also became an accomplished woodworker and enjoyed building furniture and learning to use different types of wood to turn out wooden bowls. Max did shift work for the refinery. 1 week, he'd be on the day shift. The next week, he'd do 4 o'clocks, followed by the graveyard shift. Though his hours changed week to week, and the family had him home at odd times of the day for 35 years, they just learned to work around his schedule and always managed to eat meals together. Janice recalls that at times when Mom was working too, she and her daddy would make sloppy joes together, or tuna noodle casserole with potato chips on top. Though the meals were simple, the memory of the love they represented sweetens their flavor even now. Max made time to do the important things. Janice says, "He taught me how to tie my shoes, to learn to swim, and ride my bike. He was a great dad." One time, Dot commented that Max wasn't always a good disciplinarian. But son Greg responded that he never wanted to do anything that might embarrass Dad, and he's thankful that Max was such a good role model. Cherished family memories include special birthday celebrations at Nanny's house with Max's mother, countless trips up Casper Mountain, playing board games and cards together. When younger, Max loved to swim and ski. Favorite trips for him and Dot included going to Yellowstone, to Mexico, New Orleans, and the beach at Hilton Head. And, of course, traveling to see their kids. To Tennessee to visit Janice and her husband Robin. To Denver to visit son Greg and his wife Linda. And granddaughters Elizabeth and Lindsay. What a special joy it was for Max any time he could see his 3 great-grandsons, David, Ronan, and namesake Max. Granddaughter Lindsay is in Hawaii right now and can't be with us, but she sends this note. Although I'm only here today in spirit, I wanted everyone to know how grateful I feel to have had my Papa Max. You could not ask for a better grandpa. He was always so kind and gentle with me. I could always feel his love and devotion to his family. Every single one of my memories of Papa Max make me smile. I will never forget playing solitaire with him in the sunroom and swinging together in his beautiful backyard. I loved Papa Max so much, and I will always miss him. Lindsay Cole. In September of this year, Max participated in Wyoming's honor flight, traveling with other veterans to see the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. It was a powerfully meaningful experience for him. Max enjoyed word games, crossword puzzles, and on occasion, a good practical joke. Even while struggling with dementia, he still enjoyed playing hearts on the computer and routinely won just a few months ago. In October, doctors knew something was wrong. The final diagnosis was that spinal fluid was putting pressure on Max's brain. In these last few months, as throughout his entire life, it was clear just how strong Max's faith was. Years ago, when the children were young, Max had to work a lot of Sundays. So Dot returned the family to her childhood church home at First Baptist, where they would both serve as youth leaders. Through the years, Max served as a deacon, a trustee, and was even asked by the regional affiliation of the American Baptist Church to head up their evangelism team. Throughout his life, Max had truly loved his Lord, Jesus Christ. He loved the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, and was happy to return here. In 2002, the Lowes and several other families moved their membership from First Baptist to First Christian. The deep Christian friendship these couples have shared for so many years binds them together as strongly as family. And so his loved ones are seated together today near the front of the sanctuary. They're seated, you might notice, in the same way they go to the restaurant every Sunday. Ladies at one table to talk and men at the other. You all have shared many memories with Max. Lunch together every Sunday at the Platte River Restaurant, Bible study and fellowship, shared service, shared faith. You know the abiding peace which wrapped Max during his final time among us. Dot has told me that when the dementia was getting bad, Max got up and dressed every day. And then he would announce he was ready to go to church. When she explained it was Monday or Wednesday or Saturday, he'd reply, "Aren't we going to church today?" How he loved being near God. When he listened to music, whether traditional hymns or the great classics, you could tell his soul soared to be with his Lord. For the final week of Max's earthly life, he was at hospice, kept comfortable, listening to music with family at his side. Finally, at the age of 89, on Tuesday, December 14th, 2010, God called Max home to heaven. His eternal dwelling place was prepared, and Max breathed his last. For every breath, from first to last, we give thanks to God. For every memory, those shared with family and friends today and other stories yet to be told, we give thanks to God. For Max's life and work, the skills of his hands and the joys of his heart, his dedicated service to the church, and his abiding love for his family, we give thanks to God. His eternal rest is well deserved. may he now hear Christ say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen.
Thank you. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, our Creator and Heavenly Father, in the reverent stillness of this sacred hour on this Christmas Sunday, we lift our hearts to you in prayer, knowing that all of life is lived in the shadow of your eternal plan for us and for our salvation. God, you know our feelings today and all the special memories of life shared with Max through the years in so many different relationships and churches and experiences. You know of his steadfast faith and trust in you for his zest for life and the creativity of mind and hand, and especially of his love for Dot and your children and spouses and grandchildren. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities that come to us every day to experience your love and to share that love and care with our family, friends, and community. Forgive us all our sins and mistakes we've made, and bless all the great memorable times we've had together. Lord, be near to this family and their loss and grief that has affected all of us. Grant us comfort and strength for this day and the days to come. May they know the peace of Christmas that comes from you and from the living Christ, who is the ambassador of your comfort and the indwelling of your Holy Spirit. As we say our last farewells, help us, the living, to rededicate our lives more fully to you, so that we may live life more creatively, follow you more closely, and love you and each other day by day. Then at last grant us your peace, your shalom, your blessing, and your benediction this day and always. For this we pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now let's join our voices together in the singing of Blessed Assurance, hymn number 543.
Thank you.
And now let us pray. Into thy hands, O merciful Savior, we commend thy servant, R. Max Lowe. Acknowledge, we humbly pray, a sheep of thine own fold, a lamb of thine own flock, a child of thine own heart. Receive Max into the arms of thy mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints of light. And now may God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and God's countenance rest over us, that we may know peace as we go forth to live, to love, to serve the Lord. In Christ's name, amen.